What's up, After Buzzers, and welcome to the Sense8 After Show. Today we're talking about episode 4, Polyphony. And oh my gosh, this episode keeps freaking us out. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! Did I ruin our sensual mood to start?
Yeah,
Oh, good.
Oh my gosh, you guys are like killing it on the chat. Oh, there's my microphone.
I know, super excited. I love it.
Ooh, I can't even read all of them. So, what's up, After Buzzers? We're talking Sense8. I am not Alexis. She's not here today, but she will be back next time. But I am Carrie Lane, and you can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And we are live in the chat, so if you're watching this live, feel free to join us, talk about this awesome show. We are doing these one at a time, so please, no spoilers, don't get ahead of us. I know it's a very easy to binge watch show, but we're doing it one at a time. We're restraining ourselves, so you restrain yourself as well, please.
It's really hard. Try to restrain yourself in the chat. I know it's fun to get into predictions.
Yeah.
I'm Joel Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joel Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com every Wednesday at Schmoes No. Today here with Carrie D, talk about Polyphone.
Woo! This is a good episode.
Another really good episode.
So many roller coaster things in the show that I'm like, I keep loving the show more and more and more.
Me too.
Though it gives me like mini heart attacks, and I'm like, don't do this to me.
It gives me a lot of very small,
a lot of anxiety at times.
Yeah. Well, you just, it's so okay. Since we've figured out that you can die in a cluster and how horrible it is.
Yeah.
And all of our people keep coming very close to death every single episode,
so
multiple
stressful.
Times, sometimes in an episode. It is exhausting and yet so fulfilling. And I really like that the Wachowskis have ended up here on Netflix. I was talking to my brother about this today.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that their world building and expansion works so much better in this platform.
Sure.
Than I think any other.
There's time to develop. And this is a show that, like, I remember with season one was, I loved it instantly, but I was noticing a lot of people were like, and I'm like, stay with it. You have to get to at least like episode 4 before like the real plot gets going, because there's 8 main characters.
Not only are there 8 main characters, but this is a crazy,
yes,
just like The Matrix, this is a crazy, wild, off the wall kind of idea that it can take yourself a while to acclimate to. And what I like about season 2 is that they're giving us a lot of history and a lot of science that could maybe go along with this theory, which is a lot of fun. And I also like that we now have verified baddie science villains. We got a little bit of a taste at the end of season 1. Whispers was kind of our main bad dude, and we saw the after effects of his work.
Yes.
But getting to see the actual science and the level of cruelty, and now figuring out there are dimensions and fractions within the evil community, it's kind of perfection. It's kind of everything I want.
And let's get into these characters, because there's a lot that happened. So I think one of the bigger ones that goes down is Sun's storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Because breaks out of jail, and we're like, yes, she's out. And then it's like, there's cops at the door, and we're like, shit. How are they going to cover this? How are they going to do it? And at first, right away, I'm like, that's a really attractive looking cop.
We were both kind of like,
damn.
Excuse me, sir.
Hello, officer.
Where have you been all of our lives?
Right?
You're super attractive. He was a real hottie, and he had the whole cop swagger down, which
I
really appreciated.
Yes.
I bought that cop, particularly when he was like, look, you know, harboring a criminal.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
Drop the old lady
act.
Tell
us the thing.
Yeah.
You know you're cute.
He was reasonable. Like, he wasn't total, like, jerk, you know. Like, the other dude looks like he's an a-hole. This guy, which, I'm like, wait, this show's kind of TV adult, so we might have some swearing.
Yeah.
But,
there's, like, an orgy every other week. I'm
there's
sorry,
orgies,
guys.
There's swearing, too.
I hope cursing doesn't offend you.
Yeah, I know, right?
We're
going to
do
ahead
it.
Of time. But, oh, sorry if we said Polyphony.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, because we're like, wait.
There was a lot of discussion about that before the show started, so thank you.
Yes, Detective Munn. Oh, my. I think it's, more Munn.
Mm-hmm.
But, damn. when I saw him, I kind of was like, well, he's not being a total, you know, like, asshole with what he's doing as a cop.
He stops on the roof and he's like, who are you? And I'm like,
yeah.
Good guy. We have a good guy. Someone cares.
Don't shoot her. And then they do the wrestling together.
The editing of going back and forth. So you
yes.
can see you're like, these moves are familiar. Oh, oh,
it's the dude. I was like, yes.
This is exactly what I wanted.
I was so happy.
We clearly already shipped this couple. Like, we're like in it for the long haul.
You know what? Actually, right before this happened, I kind of was wondering. I'm like, all right, clusters. So far, our eight members, excuse me. And it's 4 and 4, men and women.
Yes.
So far, we've had Riley and Will pair up. Mm-hmm. We've had Colin Wolfgang kind of pairing up. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wait, how many in clusters actually pair up? Because you do have this connection to the others that you'll never have with anybody else outside. So there's this solidarity that can't happen. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, well, wait, Sun and Caffeus has had a little more connection recently that I was wondering.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really sure what way Sun leans to, of like what she's into.
Her sexual orientation has even after they give us the scene, I'm like, well, you know, we just don't see her interact with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. She's certainly not a flirtatious person. But yeah, I see her and Caffeus as like super duper good friends. Mm-hmm. But I can't see them engaging in a sexual relationship. That would weird me out.
Thank you very much, chat room, everyone's. It's pronounced moon. So technically it's Sun and Moon.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah.
And they were just so great. I like that he kind of was like, whoa, wait a minute, and you're her. Though I thought if he knew who he was going after, he would have remembered her name. But I guess not, if it was just in one fight. But it was the moves that made... It was that muscle memory that came back to him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of muscle memory.
You never forget your first time, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lady Gothy said, I'm glad no Sun and Cap. I mean, I wondered... Yeah,
I have a question about it, but I agree with you. It doesn't feel here's why. There's just not a lot of on-screen chemistry. Like if those characters had been written that way and they were cast that way, sure, why not?
Yeah.
But between these two actors, I'm like, I don't the sparks aren't there for me.
And if we ever say names wrong, it's sometimes because in the show they'll say somebody's name once. I noticed that too. They don't really come back a lot of times for some names.
Just keep up.
I'm telling you, but I just want to say, there we go, Racy. I like Sun and Cap as friends, like maybe brother sister. And I'm like, but I wondered because they were having a little more time together. Like the moment when Cap is talking to his buddy and he's like, I got this spirit here. Like that moment with them was really sweet.
If they had chemistry, it would be nice. It's rare to see two introverted people fall in love on TV. And neither one of these people is incredibly expressive. And it could be fun to watch those two character types.
Right. Yeah.
But again, as that is, it would be kind of weird for me.
Pretty Duchess said they probably didn't give Detective Moon any info on Sun's background before he went after. I just wondered if he would have remembered her name. But then again, if that's a one match when they were like, what? It was like high school?
Well, it seemed like they were training. They were training partners for a while.
Well, they had the one fight together. They have sex. Mm-hmm. So I thought he'd remember her name.
Maybe.
He doesn't remember her name, but he remembers the moves in that body.
Yes.
So then... That's great. And then we have the old lady love.
That's what I called it because it's so sweet. Guys, I love old people. If I haven't said that enough, I will continue to say it. They are great. They have really good old stories, and they will tell you about yourself things you didn't know because they've experienced and seen it all. And having this woman who's been through hell. Like, we don't have to sugarcoat it. She's been through hell. The abusive husband who she had to murder in order to protect herself and save herself. Ended up in jail for it despite the fact that it was self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then she meets this girl, and I like, because for a while, I was like, oh, I don't know how they feel about each other, and they seem to be, but to say, hear her say, like, that's why I knew I loved you for the very first time I saw you, was that you had this really soft heart, and I was like, oh my God.
You have a heart like a baby bird.
Like a baby bird. First of all, so poetic. Second of all, like, can someone look at me and say these things? Like, it's just, I love, again, Sensei always explores different types of love. Like, there are so many different ways you can love a person or be loved by a person. And I really enjoy seeing this platonic, because it doesn't feel like she's saying, like, talking to a mentee, you know, even though she's much older and mentored Sun through a lot of her first prison trials. You know what I mean? It's a love like, you're great and you're gonna do great things, and I was just happy to kind of witness that for a bit, and it was beautiful.
Okay, quick clarification, because some people are bringing this up in the chat room. Now, are you all referring to the actor is not the same person as from the match in the Christmas episode? Because the way that was edited, that is the same... I felt it was the same person, though it could have been a different actor.
Very possible.
Because that was younger, so even though she's the same person, they could have recasted him.
I mean, the kid... the guy in the first one had, like, a lot younger features, and I'm glad they aged him up. And I think casting differently probably helped.
Unless, like, he was someone who watched the match. Because it was weird to show us those... And, again, if you guys are already ahead of us and you know how this falls into place, this... Sorry, we're not there yet. A lot of people are going, no, they're not the same thing. Woojin and the detective are not the same person.
Same, different. Here's the problem, guys.
Both of you are saying same and different.
This is very confusing. Here's the thing I'm going to say. Based off the editing we saw today and toward the end of this episode and where we are in the show currently, it appears that that is the same guy. It is very weird to show wrestling at the exact same moves.
Yes.
And then the last line to be like, it's
her.
You.
Yeah.
And then that not be the same guy. Now, if we're talking actor, please specify. I'm not 100% sure on that,
right.
But I feel like at this point in what the knowledge that we have that this is the same dude we saw from earlier, maybe next week we'll have different opinions after watching episode 5.
This is true. Okay. You all are sick. I love everybody's like, wait, different things. So we'll find out later. But the way I agree, the way it was edited, I felt it was the same person. And as then the character's the same, I didn't look up if it's the same actor, which I hope is the same character because that made me so happy.
It really
did.
And
if he's just someone who watched the match and remember those moves, then that's kind of cool that dude remembers those moves specifically.
It had a real profound impact on him.
Yeah. And then, we don't know Moon's first name. And so we'll see. Then we have someone pointed out too. I lost it now. I think it was Andrew in the chat pointed out how. Sorry, I'm trying to find it. Sun losing her mother younger was. It's nice to have this mother figure.
Oh yeah, good call. You know? Good call.
Because she kind of was like, "I need you," and the woman's like, "I'm just going to slow you down," which all reality is probably true, especially with Sun and her extra friends.
Yeah, and I mean, you did... Yeah. Did she kill that cop, or did she just knock him out? Because I was confused.
I think she just knocked him out.
Okay, all right.
They said he's sleeping.
Okay. Well, I figured they meant the one that Sun knocked out. Because Sun knocked out Moon on the roof.
Okay.
Right? But our lady friend in the house, like, I thought I heard a gun go off. Moon rushes to her, and we see the other cop that he was with, his partner, on the ground.
I thought Moon just knocked him out.
Okay, possible. Yeah.
Everyone's like, wait, the question's on it. The sun is making you question. Either way, whatever it is, I hope it's the same dude.
Yes.
Or it's someone who liked her that much, that paid attention that hard to her match, that remembers that move. Because I get it, like, if he did the match and would remember it, but if it's just some dude watching, that is some paying attention.
Yeah, it is.
To remember those specific moves. But either way, moving on.
Yes.
So they have that. I did think it was almost kind of stupid that, and maybe take it for granted, that the woman who was harboring them threw their prison uniforms just in her trash.
Come on, girl. That's number one. That is lesson number one.
Not in your own
one.
Trash.
Like,
no.
Not even all in one trash can.
Yes.
Like, burn the clothes
burn
and
it,
spread
yeah.
the ashes. Like, do you not watch detective shows? Maybe it's just me. You gotta break that thing down like a burner phone.
Yeah.
Throw pieces of it out on the highway. No one can trace that shit back to you.
Exactly. I was like, nope.
And then she was like, oh, yes, they're my old uniforms. Prisons don't let you take your uniforms home. Why do you have two different numbers from two separate prisons? You didn't think these lies through well enough. And that might be fair. Caught off guard. Maybe it was realistic in that moment of, like, we didn't think anyone would track them down here. But also seems reckless.
Yeah. Then we get, I think that's kind of it. The big
I feel good about Sun.
Yeah.
Wrapping her up.
All right. And then, sorry guys, if you are just joining us now, what we do is we go by character because this, everybody kind of overlaps, and every time they have so much overlapping, it makes me so happy.
Yes.
The season, it just keeps getting better of just like how they do it. And oh, I don't know if you guys saw, we tweeted it. I don't know. Did you see it on Twitter? They have a video. Sense8 put out a video of some behind the scenes stuff. Now, if you're like us and you're only watching it one at a time, there are some visuals from later on in the season, but nothing too spoilery. But they have some great shots of how they shot some of their overlapping. Like, for example, if someone gets punched, they lined up everyone behind them and they all do like a fan out, move fan in, and come back. And I was like, that's so cool.
Oh my gosh,
some
I'm
practical,
gonna go watch this. I haven't watched it yet.
So good. If I don't, I'll have to find it.
Find it.
Yeah, oh, pretty. Yep, everyone's like, why burn? Yeah, burn this stuff. And burn it. Exactly, right? And okay, so
let's jump to Kala.
Kala, yes.
Yeah. Kala has a really exciting time this
she
episode.
Does.
First of all, if I was Kala, Okay, like, look, guys, love is beautiful, and it's pure, and it's amazing, and I really do like the idea of Wolfgang and her together, but yes. Oh my god, her lifestyle is so lavish, I would not do jack to mess that up. This art gallery
is... It'd be hard for her to lose that.
Totally. Yeah. Well, look, maybe Kala does not seem like the kind of person who's, like, obsessed with mine. She's kind of like, I have these things, and I guess... I fell into them. She doesn't seem like... That doesn't seem to be a connection for her at all, but I'm a very vain, materialistic person. And I'd be really excited to live this lifestyle. I'm not going to lie about it. But watching her kind of walk through this art gallery, and then Colin gets her flirt on.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Colin, we never get to see you flirt other than with Wolfgang. And even then, it's always very, like...
Cautious.
I'm not quite sure what I'm doing. Cautious is the perfect word for it.
Yeah.
And she's guarding herself.
Yeah.
But with this guy, she was all like, oh, hey, what's up? And he was all flirty back. And then husband. And I was like,
Slightly awkward.
There's no love there.
I will say, I went back and I started rewatching season one because I know there's a lot that people are like, well, this is season one. I'm like, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Her husband, I liked his longer hair in season one.
Did you now?
He had longer, fluffier hair.
He did.
And this, it's really short and very stuck on his head.
I like this because he looks much more like a businessman.
Well,
he looked like college, like, surfer dude almost.
Could we get a happy in between? I didn't like the hairline when they were on his honeymoon.
Mm.
This is such a minuscule thing, but
it
I was
really
like,
is.
I don't like your hair. But in rewatching it, I go, oh, his hair was so much cuter before. But anyways.
I respect it.
Oh, Andrew says the cast really is just goofy around each other. I believe it, and they look like they have so much fun.
Yeah.
So the art gallery was so fun, and then she goes in the bathroom, and so does Wolfgang.
They're both trying to escape. Wolfgang is at the club with his buddy.
Felix.
Yeah, Felix is like,
get
I can order all these girls up here. He's like, I never knew how easy it was. And I'm like, unfortunately, it really is. And so Wolfgang's like, look, I don't really need this. I have girls left and right. I'll be back.
He can get some anytime he wants it.
Felix needs it. You had a bad last year. This is starting to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up in the bathroom with Kala. And once again... No, not once again, because this scene is different than literally every other time they've met, because Kala admits that she might want to be a bad girl, which I was hoping, after Kala loses her virginity, after she, like, you know, what do they call that? Words. When you,
for her?
When what? You make your marriage a thing, consummated. After she consummated her marriage, and, you know, she supported her body a little bit more, she's a little more comfortable in her skin.
Ooh, her dress, by the way, art gallery dress, damn, with that low back line and the
stunning
gems and the
and
earrings.
And still, like, kind of conservative, still very
because it was a high neckline in the front.
I loved it.
It's hot. I want that dress.
And so she admits to Wolfgang that she wants to be, you know, she's like, maybe I don't want to be a good person. She's like, I know it's horrible to admit, but, like, maybe I'm ready to run from all of that.
Andrew says, I like Rajan's hair short, Carrie. I'll fight you for it. I'll fight you. No, his hair looked better before, but whatever.
I like Disney Magic 92 says, Kala honestly only upsets me because she continues on in this marriage. It's not fair to herself or Rajan loves her
so much. He'll take what he can get.
He always, look, because
early
you're so...
Early on, he goes like, hey, we sure about this? And then she's like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like Rajan is a... little bit blinded himself. Like, he called it out when they were in Italy, and he was like, look, I don't know what's going on, but if you're not with me, it's fine. We can end this right now.
He loves her
He
that
gave
much.
You the most perfect outgirl, and you were like, I'm too shy, and I don't know what I'm doing, so still yes. And, like, the thing is, you have a total right to be mad at Kala, particularly if you've ever been a Rajan in this situation where you love someone a whole bunch, and they're like, I'm kind of here, but not really, and I don't know what I'm doing, and so I'll just be with you for the time being. But I also understand Kala being like, her whole family was really, really behind this marriage. It's what you
She's
should
doing
do.
It as a duty thing.
Well, it's what you should do. You should marry the wealthy, nice guy who loves you. Like, that's a no-brainer, even though it's hurtful.
Don't you believe in love?
Yes, and what I like now is that her... Because, again, Kyle's the kind of person that you think is of as a good person. You know what I mean? Constantly, 100%.
Yeah.
And become... Kind of because she's quiet and reserved sometimes. And so a lot of times people will project their own thoughts and feelings onto Kala. We see that a lot throughout the show. So what I like now is that now that Kala's kind of getting an opinion and starting to, like, flirt with people and like guys and stepping into her skin.
With Riley and the scientist, she's like, I don't like this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
She's saying her mind.
Not only that, but it's just, it's like now we see her conflicted. Like, she's flirting with, like, her Rajan's friend. Right,
oh,
and then she's flirting with Will, and then she's kind of still having this thing, and you can see all these confused emotions, and then her friends are like, what do you think of him? Is he hot? And she's like, yeah, kind of. It's really fun to watch her blossom, even if she's hurting Rajan in the process, which kind of sad.
With Rajan at the art gallery, Rajan's business partner friend had the soul name drop, which I noticed that too. A couple of you were like, whoa, and I was like, yes. But remember? He's like, yeah, I was just doing this business deal in Seoul. And I'm like, this is too small a world for that not to be connected somehow.
Yeah, as we make these new friends around, and we can jump to maybe Will and Riley. Or yeah, Will and Riley now. No. Sorry.
No, we still have a little bit more. But that was interesting with mention of that. But a couple of people are pointing out, did they actually have sex yet? Because in the Christmas episode, they almost, but didn't get to it, and then they haven't really talked about it again. I feel they have by now.
Even I thought they had, but if that is actually a good point, because I feel like the show wouldn't skip this moment, because they don't shy away, so maybe they haven't. In which case, Rajan, you're the most patient.
He's a very patient man.
Didn't he hurt himself? Like
he did, his, when they tried to.
Yeah, his thing.
Yeah. So
that was the Christmas one.
So I don't know why I thought they had, but maybe not.
I thought they had
Even better for you, Colin. Like, get it. Explore it now.
Yeah. Well, good question. Do you question down below? If you guys comment down below, has Kala had sex with her husband yet?
But
they consummated the marriage. But side note, bathroom sees Wolfgang. Big part sees Leela. It's like
so confusing for Wolfgang's penis.
Yes.
So confusing where he's like, oh,
not the threesome he planned.
No. Kala's like, I could totally be bad. And he's like, oh yeah, for sure. And she's like, I'm in this super awesome car. What's up? Threesome? Yep. Invite
and
your lady
she's
friend
like,
over.
Is someone with you? And he's like,
I don't know what's happening. All the hotness is surrounding me right now. Poor Wolfgang. He's got big decisions. But we do learn a lot from, oh, help me God, what is her name?
Who?
Hot Russian chick.
Leela.
Leela, thank you.
Yes.
Leela is working for the baddies. It's true. She's made a deal.
We don't know exactly what she does.
Well, we know that she's doing something for them. How indebted to them, we're not sure.
Well, her line of, you need to figure out what you want and what you're willing to do for it.
Mm-hmm. And what does she want? Everything.
Yes.
Everything. All of it. Which I adore, because who doesn't want everything? But that also terrifies me, because if she's working even just with them, then it might behoove her at any moment to take them down. And this guy just had a deal in Seoul. And I'm like, okay, well, are they being slowly surrounded? That's my concern, is are they slowly being surrounded without knowing it? I hate that. Stay alert. Don't get caught. And now, I know it's going to be a little bit, but with Bug knowing that information.
Yeah.
And Bug is a little bit of a spaz. You guys, I love Bug. He's one of my favorite characters. But he's a bit spastic. He says he'll keep the promise, but Bug makes mistakes sometimes, and it would not surprise me if he let it slip. Even if it was in trying to
Russian,
help them.
She's not Russian Neapolitan.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys are right. She makes a big deal about that.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
The Italian.
Then we have the, Q.
And Wolf is German, not Russian. Yeah.
Yep. And then with her, they have that moment of how they are connecting and how they can transfer in space, which is always very interesting, too. And but then that kind of showed that they can't see each other. Because Kala didn't...
Leela can't see Kala.
Yeah.
No. That's the thing. So I don't know if they have to, like, meet in person and then connect. It seems to kind of be the way of
it's
things.
It's just an interesting way to establish a rule without saying, this is a rule, because she's like, is someone there? Because she can't hear her or see her. So
yes.
There's that. Then we have...
Oh, the riot for Kala, too.
Yes.
Yes, so this is her first time back at the temple since Rajan's father was attacked there. There are very loud protests happening between people who don't think the temple needs to be a holy site and that we have one leader, and the people who, like, this is our tradition, how dare you take it from us?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of surprised that Kala didn't react at all, as far as, like, I thought maybe she would get up there and give, like, an inspirational speech, kind of like we saw Leto do a couple of weeks ago in his interview. It was very dangerous, so I totally understand why.
I think she's a bit more reserved in that way. That's if she
true.
Wouldn't get into a public speaking position.
But with her and Kavius at the same time going through a very similar situation,
it's true.
I thought perhaps we'd have a melding of the minds.
But he didn't get up and speak either.
He did not. No.
So, and then
no, I just thought the two of them might do a thing to calm the same, like, crazy crowds at once.
Yeah.
But I like that, again, these are kind of our introverts of the group, along with Sun. And their actions are smaller, but still very powerful.
Michaela says they have to make physical eye contact, and they said that in the last season. So, good to know. Reiterating that. So, that's how they have it. That scene was great, because then that was the, like, oh no. I did notice the line where a husband was like, he said something, her husband said something like, the god idiots or something like that. And I'm like, whoa, 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 she believes this. So she goes to that temple. Mm-hmm. But she didn't take it as an insult. But I was like, I felt bad for her. I'm like, your man just kind of insulted your faith there, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And then she has security, which is going to be a problem, I feel.
Oh, my God. With the machine gun? Like, keep that... Like, look, if you're going to be a security guard, I feel like you got to be the cool kind of security guard who's always got his coat on and is like...
This giant gun is so obvious.
It's freaking huge. Lame. And, like, that's not how collar rolls. Like, y'all couldn't get him, like, a handgun or something. Yeah. Like,
yep.
Can you keep the machine gun tucked back in your waist? Like, I don't know how guns work, but, like, I feel like there's a much more subtle way to approach collar with this than just, like, here's a giant man with a gun to protect you now.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to move on. So we have the... Wolfgang's pretty short, though, of, like, he with... Leela, that conversation. And then how he's been a little absent from the group and apologizes to Will.
Mm.
He's like, I'm sorry, I was absent. So that was interesting. It's like, But he's having his issues now with Kala because he's talking to the other cluster. So I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, Will's been dealing with a lot, though. Like, between...
No, Wolfgang being...
That's what I said, right?
You said Will is dealing with a lot. I'm saying Wolfgang.
Yeah. Wolfgang is dealing with a lot right now in between getting his friend back up on his feet and now kind of being king of and part of the underworld. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. You need some time. Yeah.
So then we kind of talked about Cepheus. He has the riot there with the water and kind of helps out. And then has this TV interview, which goes really well. And I did like how he answered questions without being, like, snobby about it. Kind of like, do you think this is how it is? And he's like, who am I to really talk about this? It was, like, a really nice, like, humble thing, which he is. He's very a humble person. Yeah. And he has I like the metaphor of, like, it's like a bus. We expect it to get you somewhere. This is what then they became politicians. Oh, it's like mic drop.
I love his girlfriend's smile when she's like, yeah, he's that good. He is so good.
So they dating now? Is that how you feel?
I mean, we saw them going on one date a couple of episodes ago.
And that's true. You could call that dating.
So they're together. They're hanging out.
Yep.
I like when, I'm so bad with names. Cepheus' friend. Who also drives the bus with him when she first pulls up. And he's like, oh, so now you come for the real story. Like, I bet you thought he was all flashlight and now you're like the man behind the scenes. I was like, sir, sit down. This Calm is down. Not how we're going to play this. Yes. But cute. Yeah. Cap is on his way. I hope that he runs for a position of power, maybe. Mm-hmm. He would be good. And, you know, get Mama to move on up. Get her somewhere nice and safe. True. Where she can get good meds routinely.
Yes. Then we have the Nomi and Amanita together, which is very stressful.
Oh my God, it's so scary.
But before that, though, telling Bug about what's going on, and I liked how you described it.
It was like a coming out story. And you see kind of that same shiftiness with Nomi, where she's like, so this is what it is. And before that, Bug says, you know, you can trust me. And, you know, she's, like, looking around to everybody. And Wolf's like, you gotta look at your girlfriend because she's probably the only person who would know. And so they decide to do it together, which is really sweet.
Yep.
And Bug is so amazing and receptive to this information. Andrew says Bug is loyal. I hope so. It's the girls were nervous, and that's what makes me nervous. The fact that Amanita and Nomi were concerned about, you know, how he's going to take it, or, you know, they ask, you know, did we do the right thing at
dangerous.
The end?
Yeah.
Totally. Well, and it could potentially put Bug in danger, too.
I wanted her to say, though, I wanted nobody to be like, and there are people trying to kill me. I just
also
wanted her to say that. Be like, no, dude, this is serious because there are people trying to kill me. Like, I felt that should have been added. Because she's just kind of like, this is serious. And I'm like, it's more than just serious. This is like life and death situation. Oh, the friend's name's Gila. Thank you.
Thank you.
A couple people are adding that, too. And then we have the... we get the moment where they have the bookstore, which is kind of interesting. That's kind of how the show's kind of grounding in other situations outside of what the cluster is, like how they've done the history lesson. And so it's been a nice way to...
Like their idea about, like, train of thoughts and how other people are in their heads. And it kind of brings those eight back down to... a tangible world when you think about how other people influence your life and how you use those influence to influence others. So that was kind of exciting. I felt bad for Nomi having to be at home. She's like, it's two of my favorite writers. I've been there. Not because I had to hide from a crazy organization, but because I was sick. but I like this. And then the most terrifying... Amanita comes up. First of all, she was wearing those pants. Oh my God. Amanita. So sexy. So beautiful.
Do you trust Bug? That's another thing you guys have been talking in the chat. Do you trust Bug now that he has that information?
I trust Bug to always do what he thinks is best, but I don't trust Bug to always know what's best, if that makes sense.
Okay, Lime Green says, I think Bug understood that there was danger after he helped them out. So, yeah, I mean, I guess he would kind of understand. I trust him. I feel he wouldn't do wrong. I just feel it might be on accident.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Bug is reckless, and I certainly don't think that he's going to, like, sell them out or, like, try to... But you just never know. Like, maybe he thinks he's found another cluster or something, and
he might be an accident.
I just... The girls were nervous. It makes me nervous.
It does.
But Amanita gets on this motorcycle, and she sees...
so stressful.
The detective that has been following them around for a long time, he's figured out that they're not the women's shelter anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, here's one thing that annoys me. She says, I don't want to lead him back to the boat. And I'm like, girl, you know they have, like, improved hearing devices, and you're on, like, a radio channel, and I know that Nomi said it was secure earlier, but you don't know what they've hacked since then. Yeah. Like, I'm just concerned. Like, just shush. I don't want to lead them back to you.
That's a good point.
And then, but then we get the crazy, like, oh my gosh.
That chase scene was great.
San Francisco is such a great place for a chase scene. Like, all of those hills up and down, lots of little back alleys. If you guys are fans of Big Hero 6,
she should have done more alleys sooner. Because there were scenes where she's driving down so many open, like, streets. Which, not many cars. I know it's kind of late at night or something, but still, I'm like, there's not a lot of other cars in the
production doesn't have money for all these cars.
Well, I was like, dude, in Running Away, it might not even be, like, the other vehicle that hits you. I was waiting for her to get hit by another car. You know, like, making a turn and someone hitting her or something. Mm-hmm. I was freaking out. I'm like, no. Please, no! We're all, like, freaking out over it. I don't know. This is the second time the show has made me freak out. When Sun was hanging, and then this one is like, oh,
Michaela Traub says, I spent a lot of time in San Francisco as a kid. It's so awesome for chase scenes.
It's true.
And the chat has seemed to come to a conclusion, about Bug.
Yeah.
And you guys trust him, so maybe I will try to trust him, too, and keep my fingers crossed.
Ooh, Adrian Miller, my friends swear that Bug is the man behind BPO, and he's the big villain.
Whoa!
And that thought makes me so scared.
We are coming back to that in prediction. And then what did I say? The book thing.
But yeah, that chase scene was like, I was like, could we kill a character?
We could. Yeah.
But, so scary. Okay, so that.
Oh, God, please don't ever kill Amanita. She's the best. Let's go to Lido real quick because it's a short. Lido has sex with the hot reporter, and Joelle was so happy about it. It was amazing. Holy cow.
I like when the father's like, did you have sex with, were you his lover? And he's like, okay, sure. Well, technically, he received oral, so, you know, it's a form of sex.
Let's just say you were my son's type, which is so great for Lido because living in Mexico City has come up, as you guys know, just a lot of adversity from getting kicked out of his apartment to roles being downcast, being pushed further back in the poster, people, like, slandering his name in public. It's been rough for Lido. So to have a male figure who's like, did you sleep with my son? Cool. All right. Yeah. He trusted you.
I'm a reporter. I knew my son. Yeah. He's like, we valued truth in this family. You're like,
so great. I love everything about these two together. Not so much just as a couple, which super hot couple, but that's not why we're here.
Yes.
But the idea that in what looked like a moment and not a relationship, you know, trust could have been built and structured. And the fact that he hid his secret behind a poster of Lido's, I was like, oh, you get Lido so much. Like, you just know that makes his whole life. The fact that, you know, it's his movies and it's helping other people, which we know Lido to really want to do. But that video was haunting.
Well, some people ask, is he dead? Is the reporter dead?
All we know is he's missing. We follow the TV rule, me and Carrie D, which is no body, no death.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No body, no proof.
Yeah. But the only thing that makes me question that is...
that phone call.
Well, not just that, but Jonas said that...
he said everyone in his cluster's dead.
Yeah, and the fact that when we got to the end and we saw what was happening to Jonas, the same thing was happening to our reporter guy at the same time. He had that deep line across his face. What's her name was sitting there holding his hand. So that seemed like it was the end for him.
Yeah, then a couple people are like, wait, what about Hernando? Yes, we do love Hernando, though, as well. So.
Oh, God, guys! Yeah. I am not asking to replace Hernando, who is perhaps the best partner anyone could ask for. I'm just saying, reporter and Lido were hot. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That is all. Very sexy.
Well, this is also, it looks like, at the beginning of kind of Lito's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, no, this...
Whoa, I'm not even gay. And
Which I'm an actor. Experience this.
Well, being gay in a country that does not support your queerness, and then having sex with a reporter could be incredibly dangerous because now that's a tell-all waiting to happen. So I totally understand Lido being like, no, what are you talking about? But I also found it funny. It was like, in the middle of making out, like, I'm not gay, though. Okay, sir. I see you.
I think he is dead, if only because Jonas said, my cluster's dead, and I thought the reporter was part of that cluster.
He definitely was.
So they have photos, the cabin, so that means they're going to get to that.
Yay, we learned it's in California.
Which makes sense. Then the... what else? Oh, the father, they watched it, and he's like, I don't know how an actor can help my son, but I just hope you can. Which is like, oh, I hope you... Oh, it's like, I hope I respect you as much as, like, my son, like, held you in high esteem. And you're just like, oh, so sweet.
But also, you have a mission. Find out who killed my son, which is great.
Now, I don't necessarily know, and what do you guys think, viewers? And I do say guys a lot, so it's a non-gender term for me. Means people.
Like dudes.
You all.
Yeah. Everybody's a dude.
Now, do we think that the reporter knew Leto was a sensate?
That's my question, Carrie D.
Or just as he knew he was gay?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about that. And right? If he knew he was a sensate, did he have access to him and his thoughts and things? And that's why he trusted him. It's a profound trust to develop so quickly.
How long ago was that? Because it seemed like in season one, Leto was discovering his sensateness.
Right, that was my thought, too. That maybe
so if it was a while before, ago, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's confusing. Let's jump.
And I'm Team Leto and Hernando versus the teacher.
Of course you are.
The reason I brought it. Was watching the show. So hey now.
Andrew says Raul and Leto were so hot. I'm gonna sit in Joel's corner.
Hey, thank you.
I think his sensate abilities hadn't awakened yet.
Oh, okay. Disney Magic 92 says reporter is not part of Jonas's cluster. He's part of Angelica's first birth cluster.
Oh, thank you for clarifying. I thought it was Jonas's cluster.
It's a little confusing because we see a lot of Angelica's clusters and things. We know she had more than one. So thank you for clarifying that. We're running low on time, so let's jump into Riley and Will first. The escape from the other art gallery, not to be confused with the one that Kala was in, where we see Whispers comes back and crazy assassin lady kills our only hope. What a getaway scene. We have Leto's
so good.
Great
Leto
acting
screaming.
For Riley, which is beautiful.
And that on Twitter, you can get that little gif, whatever you
want
to say. So
it's a
good.
GIF. I don't want to hear about it. And I love them getting away, working as a team once again to escape. Super scary. And now the cluster is left with 1,000 questions of who can we trust?
Well, now it's the science, the experiment, testing out the pills. There we go. And that room. The lab. There we go. Like, I can't think of the word lab. Yes. The lab. Puck was helping them out with that, which I thought Puck was super interesting. The little science guy of like, yes, I'm sticking around because this little pill thing, what is this for? And then like,
I liked Puck a whole lot.
Oh,
his friend,
so
on the other hand.
Yeah. Don't know if we can trust him.
I'm with the rest of the cluster and get the hell away from Riley. I don't know who you are, and I don't like you touching her. You call Leto's movies cheesy. You can burn in hell.
Yeah.
No, but Riley was not... she was not repulsed. Which to me says previous relationship.
They've done it. Well, I like it. Leto, he's like, they were just friends. And Will's like, dude, who is this guy?
Will just like right there over Riley like,
excuse me, who is this? And Riley's like, we're not talking about this.
You cannot help me, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't like that he's making plans for Riley without asking. Rude. Ask before you say people will be doing
the blockers.
Things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was just so excited I couldn't remember. I'm like, the things.
The black pills. The things.
But we know they're not dangerous yet, and they're smart that Kala jumps in and like, let's do a blood test. Good. Done.
I like Puck was like, so are they teaching biology to DJs now?
Ooh, well, Pretty Duchess says Puck was asking too many questions.
Oh, man. Can we move into predictions? Do you have time?
Yeah,
do you
sure.
We have to wrap up in here. Jonas's death. Which was heartbreaking and also a horrible message to send to the cluster.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yes, this is actually, I did want to say, we obviously, Disney Magic, can't test someone who doesn't like Leto's movies.
Truth.
Yes. And Michaela says their banter is the best. And Lady Gothy says, oh, Puck, yeah. So, then it's... this is good too. I like that. Break 66. The face Colin makes when Leto says he thinks the guy who's sexy is priceless. She's all, excuse me. That scene was also an excellent example of their banter and humor. Because it's the, like, I think this, I think that, whoa, I agree with you, and, like, jumping around.
They feel much more like a family before. Yes. Like, whereas before, it was a lot of people trying to figure out how to work together. Like,
yes.
This was a for sure a family being like, groove. What do you think? I don't like it. I feel the same. I don't know, guys. Give it a try. Like, it was very, yeah. It was sweet and funny and yeah. also weird. Right. Get away from Riley. Predictions. Yeah, I honestly think that, oh, God. Guys, I'm so sorry that I'm terrible with names. What is the name of the company?
BPO?
I honestly feel like BPO is playing a really good war tactic, which is infiltrate your enemies slowly.
Ah, yes.
Encircle them and then attack. Because when they're attacked one-on-one, the group is there and they're really like 8 against 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if you're attacking all of them at once, they can't help each other out. They're completely surrounded.
Oh, right.
You know
right,
what
right.
I mean? And as they're making these close interpersonal friendships and as they're trying
to
learn.
It does seem like that net's getting tighter.
Oh, yeah. As they're learning, people yes. are also learning more about them. It's an yeah. exchange of information.
Yep. And then just so you guys know, we haven't watched ahead, so that thus we can make predictions because we don't know what's going to happen. And we've stayed off the internet of watching it as much as we can. So we're like, ah. Okay. Then we have the, what was my prediction? Oh, I think Puck's okay to trust.
Oh. Big bold statement.
Yeah, I think he's okay.
In one episode, you think he's okay, really? I trust no one.
No, they weren't sure about Puck. They weren't sure about the other guy, which, I'm sorry. Again, I didn't write the name
down. I still don't trust it.
You're like, no.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And then, yes, I know this is a super binge worthy show, but this show is so dense, we can only do one at a time. Thus, it's so much easier to only watch one at a time. What else did I think of? Yes, I do think your idea that maybe Cap could run as some local office something.
Yes, please.
Because they said he's such a big part of the community that I feel that's a very logical thing he could do.
I'm wondering, too, if Leto is going to go solo and try to finish our journalist's report and start investigating himself, or if he'll take everybody with him. Mm-hmm. By him, I mean the trio.
Where is he? Yeah.
If they'll go to California to try to solve the problem. And then maybe that'll be his next movie, because I really want Leto to start producing his own films.
I know,
because screw
be
anybody that says you can't act because you're queer.
Right. And I want him to do, I was hoping to do maybe a positive queer film kind of something.
Oh, totally.
Or something to promote that, or just be like, it's fine. I hope Wolfgang and Kala get more back together and figure out their details, because they have issues. Clearly.
Man. I just hope Kala ends her relationship with her husband first, because...
Well, the thing is, she only should end it if she's really going to really commit to Wolfgang and, like,
I think
be
she should
together.
Just end it because she doesn't love him.
There's that, too. But if he's happy enough in it, I don't know.
He is oblivious in it.
Vincent, thank
50
you.
Years
That's
from now,
the name of
when
the
he
other
looks
guy.
Up and is like, yes. Oh, my God, did I waste my whole life with a woman who doesn't love me? No.
So Vincent is the other dude's name.
Thank you,
so,
guys.
Thank you. I know. Some of these names we remember, there's a lot. We're just like, oh, we want to cover everything because there's so much. I think that maybe Detective Moon will come back in a good way.
If Detective Moon doesn't come back, I'm going to be real disappointed about it, okay? Let's be
like,
real.
No, he needs to come back.
Look at that face. Come back. You did not waste that for a single scene.
All right, and then I like this. Andrew, Leto, Hernando, and Danny, the Mexican City, Mexico City Scooby Gang. Yes. And then I want to know if we'd ever actually meet other clusters, too. You know, besides
I'm excited
the
to
one,
that.
Like,
yeah.
even more. And
I would love to meet Leela's cluster and see Lena? Leela?
Okay. Yeah. Delanio says, do you guys think any of the Sense8 clusters would give up their cluster to save, give up a cluster to save their own?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Their family own, yeah. versus anybody else?
Yes.
Screw that.
That's not a species. I think that's kind of it. I don't have a whole lot because it's just so much that's so crazy. And everyone is like,
I feel like we did good on predictions.
Yeah.
I feel like
because some of it we covered as well. But that's kind of it. So where can people find you? Continue the discussion.
I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com. Every Wednesday at Schmoes No. Every Thursday here doing Genius at 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock we cover Handmaid's Tale with this pretty lady.
Woo!
And then 4 o'clock we do Knife Hour. And this week at 8 o'clock, different time, we're going to do the finale of Archer. And if you want to stay right here at ABTV, come see me on Gotham.
Nice. And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And right before this, I did an interview with Chad Michael Collins, who's in a new sci-fi series coming out called Extinct. So you can see that interview on AfterBuzz TV. And Thursdays, I have Handmaid's Tale with this awesome lady. And then another awesome lady who's not in this show, but, you know,
you
she's
know,
cool, too.
She's still awesome.
And then American Gods Sundays, we're now at 9 p.m. We moved earlier. And then Box Office Breakdown at 10 p.m. And also follow me on social media because I'm doing this film competition right now. So I'm posting a whole bunch of fun stuff from different random sets I've been on. So cool. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to give the video 5 stars on iTunes and give it a thumbs up. And keep those comments coming down below because we love hearing your thoughts on the show. And thank you so much for joining us live. It really helps add to the show and our experience. And so glad you guys are loving it too, just like we do. And we will see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.